thanks to the Latin Grammys. The Cuarteto Latinoamericano has much to be thankful for in 2016, for they recently received their second Latin Grammy, dominating the Best Classical Album category with their collaboration with the singer Yarimar Soto. The album, a collection of Sephardic songs, is called El Hilo Invisible, The Invisible Thread. With the issuance of the Alhambra Decree in 1492, which ordered all practicing Jews to leave the kingdoms of Castile and Aragon, many were left with nowhere to turn. The choice was between renouncing their Jewish faith and embracing Catholicism, or fleeing Spain and Portugal. The beginning of European exploration of the newly discovered Americas opened up one other avenue, but one which was very risky. Nevertheless, the desperation of the situation led some to enlist as sailors and laborers on ships sailing to the New World. It is even believed that some of the crews aboard the ships of the explorer Christopher Columbus included Jews who were fleeing the Iberian Peninsula. Those who chose this solution left the Old World with little more than the clothing on their backs, plus whatever memories they could store in their minds. Among the latter possessions were traditions and music. It is the music of the Sephardic Jews which has been recently explored in a compact disc from the Cuarteto Latinoamericano and the singer Yarimar Soto. This is music from centuries ago which has been passed from father to son, mother to daughter, an oral tradition which has since been preserved in contemporary musical notation. I have at times wondered if any musical manuscripts might have physically traveled with the Jews who crossed the treacherous seas in 1492 and later, but it seems highly unlikely. The risk would have been too great, especially considering the danger of fleeing Spain only to arrive in newly discovered territories which quickly became part of a Spanish empire. The Jews were no more welcome in New Spain than in Old Spain. The pain of having to live and practice one's faith in secret must have been severe. About 5 weeks ago, I phoned my friend Saul Bitran, a member of the Cuarteto Latinoamericano and an old colleague of mine. The Cuarteto and I worked together for several years in Eduardo Mata's ensemble Solistas de Mexico. I like to check in with Saul now and then to catch up on the Latin American Quartet's activities. They have been a very active concert presenter since the quartet formed in 1982. I try without success to keep up with their recording activities, but they always seem several steps, if not miles, ahead of me. Their discography must surely be at least a mile, maybe a mile and a half long. How many recordings have you made?
Well, if you lost track, I also lost track probably earlier before you did. I haven't counted them recently, probably between 60 and 70, but I may be wrong.
Saul, tell me about the new recording, El Hilo Invisible.
Yes, this is a recording that we did, if I'm not mistaken, in March or February of this year. And it consists of Sephardic songs arranged for voice and string quartet, and the singer is a Mexican singer called Jaramar, a woman who specializes in folk music, but she has also been very active singing Sephardic songs. And she reached out to us, in part knowing that the three Bitran brothers, we have Sephardic heritage, and we grew up listening to these songs. My grandmother used to sing them all the time to me. So she found some funds from the Mexico National Fund for Culture to commission arrangements, and they came out beautifully, and we recorded them, and yes, we just got a Latin Grammy nomination for this album. We're very excited.
Is the title a reference to the difficult compromises the Sephardic Jews had to make in their transit as hidden or invisible refugees coming to the New World, or is it more complicated still?
Well, the title is very poetic, and it gives free range for a lot of images. One of them is certainly what you mentioned. The other one is this thread that has not been broken from 1492, when the Jews were, Sephardic Jews were expelled from Spain, until today. These songs have survived. Their language is endangered, but it's still surviving. In Israel, there are several newspapers in Ladino. And let me tell you a story. My grandmother used to tell me about a friend she had who came as her from Izmir, Turkey, and this friend of hers still had the key to their house in Toledo from the 15th century that had been passed from generation to generation. So yes, it's invisible, but it's a very powerful thread that unites this generation of Sephardic Jews.
El Hilo Invisible is nominated for a Latin Grammy. This isn't new territory for the Latin American Quartet. I think you've already won several, haven't you?
We have won only one Grammy. This is our sixth nomination, but we won actually only one Latin Grammy in 2012. So we hope this is going to be the second.
Thanks, Saul, and best of luck at the Latin Grammys. The Cuarteto Latinoamericano and Jaramar's Latin Grammy speaks volumes about the quality of El Hilo Invisible. The songs are by nature songs of exile, of people searching for home wherever they might find it. This resonates with our own troubled times. Yet the songs on the album also offer hope for the world's displaced, that they too may one day give thanks for the generosity of humankind, for shelter where before there was only despair. The songs of El Hilo Invisible are also about love. The first time I saw your eyes, I fell in love with you. And understated humor. I fell in love during night. The moon deceived me. If it were day, I would not have found love. If I fall in love ever again, I'll do it in daylight. There's a soulful mood about El Hilo Invisible which evokes within me nostalgia for other times, other places. I am reminded of a night in the Spanish Garden in Seville, making music of Copland and Fayo with the Cuarteto Latinoamericano. As the music resonated from the ensemble, Solistas de Mexico, we were all musical friends, the moon rose over the walls of the garden, flooding the space with an indescribable mysticism. I give my own thanks for an experience which I will never forget. Thank you, Mexico, for bringing us all together through the voice of music.